Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's the Vision Radio weekly radio show with myself, Dave Colombo Jenkins, and today I have Nick.
Yes.
Mr. Nick, tell us what we are going to start off with first.
Well, we are going to start with one of the tracks from our third and final album, Closer, that you might have heard about. This is the track Supersonic, which was initially going to be featured on the album as Supersonic, but is now all of a sudden featured as Supersonic VIP. Because why not? It's a cool other version with a drum and bass second drop that we did, and we wanted to cram as much cool stuff onto this final album as we could. And basically, Sunny convinced us to do this. So if you like this decision, you owe it to Sunny. You owe Sunny a debt of gratitude.
Awesome. I think this is really fresh out of the kitchen as well. Like, literally, you finished this like a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had to massage it just a little bit to make it... album worthy, because it was kind of more of a DJ edit kind of vibe. Yeah.
Brilliant. Awesome massaging. Take it away.
Information making a question our relation to the nation, our religion, supersonic. My existence can't resist us. Clearly I find myself living inside a shell. All of these pages can't help. Got all my introspect. Mirrors they don't reflect all of the things that we do. Can't resist us. can't resist us. Can't resist us. Can't resist us.
Yeah, another song from the Closer album. I guess I should elicit a little bit. This is Caps Lock with Blacks and Empire. This is a track that's actually been in the works for a very long time, and it used to sound quite different, but the rave riff was always featured in there. It's basically a big tribute to our history with Blacks and Empire and the music that inspired us both, with a big sprinkle of Dutch hardcore rave.
I absolutely love this, and I love the title as well. I need a caps lock when it's a windy day just to keep the hat on my head as well. So shouts out to the crew at Pretty Cool Music now. Yeah, Critical are celebrating 20 years. They got their 20 years of Underground Sonics album that we've been playing loads of amazing tunes from, but we haven't played this one yet. This one is from one of their oldest friends. It's Mephuse with disclosed, real super shiny, kind of tempered techno kind of vibe on this one. Loving it. Big up the Critical Crew. Ugh.
Vision Radio.
It only matters how we feel.
Very tidy. Cleanliness is next to meffiousness. next up is a track that UFO, it's either by UFO or Art School Fantasies, which is also UFO and his lady partner, I think. Anyway, the track is called No Job Footwork.
Fucking bounce it, 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 bounce it.
Absolutely bangs. Not to be confused with no work foot job as well. That's something completely different and usually happens once you've failed art school, I think. Moving on very quickly, we've got more from the 20 years of underground sonics from Pretty Cool Music. It is Fade Black with Barbed. Pretty Cool Music.
There's some way to the end. This place is like somebody's memory of the town. Everything here we've done.
Yes. Big up Critical Recordings. We just decided that we can't only make fun of Critical and not of Vision, so we were going to try and sort of incorporate the joke Vision for compliments, because we're kind of fishing for compliments when we put out songs. We're going to try to incorporate this joke. Results may vary. Next up is Invaders with Pitch Black on Guidance. Some head down business. Big up.
Big up.
Welcome to Vision Radio.
Thank you very much, Invaders Hurts. And now thank you to Hamdi who sent us this. This is a dub. It's brilliantly titled Yum. And it's one of those tracks which manages to bang relentlessly but carry loads of emotion. Absolutely loving this. Thank you very much, Hamdi. Yum.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Yum to Slab, a very aptly titled track by Mr. Ghidra on Neuropunk Records. I like how this sets its ambitions quite clearly from the get-go and just sticks to them. Big up.
Yeah, just bang, have a slab of this. Big up, Ghidra.
Welcome
Yes, Ghidra, and yes to a new act now. This is Binary, who have a track called Timeless on the forthcoming Korsakoff Future Stars album, which drops on Friday and has a whole load of new generation talent. So big up Binary, big up the Korsakoff crew, and go and check out the Future Stars album.
Remix of Divide with Sylvie by The Upbeats on Vision for Compliments. There's a tutorial about this. Rohan did a tutorial about this track on our Patreon. It is up right now, and check it out if you want to.
Yes, Rohan here. I just released a track breakdown of my remix of Divide by The Upbeats from their most recent album. You can get this video on both my Patreon and Vision's Patreon. I delve into everything from bass processing to how I approach remixes and my workflow in this video. Excited to hear what you think. Have a great day. Big up Vision. Big up Noisia. Peace.
Nice one, Rohan. Nice one, The Upbeats and Sylvie as well. And now let's switch up the flavors. We got some UK garage business now from Chesco. This is forthcoming on Sam Binger's Pineapple Records. It's called Move Too Slow. Moves about the right speed for me.
Boop.
This is Vision Radio. We'll be right back.
You don't know you move too slow, bro. Yeah,
brings us back to the drum realm. I actually also want to mention, yes, I quite enjoyed that previous track, just FYI. Moitra remixed Sober Soul, and this track was called Cringe. It's on Data. And it's not, well, I don't know if it's cringy. No, I don't think it's cringy. Think it's cringy?
No, nowhere near as cringy as my puns that I usually rattle off during each show.
Maybe that's why it's called cringe. They're just waiting for you to say something cringy. Yeah. And that then becomes the pre-drop vocal.
Brilliant. Yeah, big up the Moitra, big up the Sober Soul, and now big up Creatures, who has just delivered my favourite thing with squid in the title since last year's Squid Games. This is called Squid March, and I can't even imagine squids marching, but they're pretty scary, so if you are a squid and you can march, then I have no beef with you whatsoever. I've certainly got no beef with Creatures either.
We found this next one on SoundCloud again. This has been out for a while, but we found it again, and we're playing it again. It's Blake Skowron. Blake Skowron and Noah the Boy.
Skowron?
Close your eyes on SoundCloud. I really like this drop.
Yay, mach. Flavors, switching up the tracks again. So we've gone from absolute chaos from Blake Skowron and Noah the Boy to something very refined and stripped back and tempered from a man like Kid Sonic. Destination Bristol for this one. It is Layback, coming out soon on Impact.
Layback.
DLR and Script on Sofa Sound with a track called A Different Style. You basically can't really ever catch DLR doing anything that isn't legit, and this is no exception. Thank you. Thank you, Sofa Sound.
Absolutely. This one's forthcoming on the Sofa King Sick, that's Sofa King Sick Volume 4. I actually wasn't swearing then, but that's the way that they've titled it to make it sound like you're swearing when you're live on Vision Radio.
Anything is anything and everything is everything, you get me? And here the wickedest thing, see now, son. I'm on my dogs at Jungle is...
It's time for our weekly play of Hurst. We've been playing loads of stuff from a forthcoming release, which I don't really know that much about, but I know he's got loads of cool stuff coming because we've been playing it every week. This particular track is called System Error, and it's a real piece of industrial strength machine soul. Loving this one, Hurst. Hurst a la vista, baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
More drum and bass again. LVB with a track called Death.
It's Death.
A lovely tea time roller on holographic. Frank was just saying it reminds him of like a level in Doom or something where it's like kind of weird and abstract, but it's still Doom and still very deathy.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you to everybody who gets involved with this show, both on Patreon and on Discord as well. And quite predictably, really, it is Noisia and Camel and Crooked Nova. There was no other tune to reload, really, amongst the fans. This was a big favorite. What can you tell us about this, Nick?
It took us really long because at first we got this theme from Camel and Crooked. They had this really cool synth theme, which is in the intro. And basically we tried writing a song around it in my studio, and it was like this big angry thing, and I for some reason just couldn't get into it. I kind of sandbagged that whole session by just having some sort of no energy.
Brilliant.
I was like, no, we need to write a deep roller, that's really important. So it took us forever, and Martijn just kept on trying and trying, making different drops for with that theme. And in the end, he nailed it. Like, he did a whole bunch of tries, and then I was like, you should change the snare. And then he did it with a different snare, and then it did work.
Perfect.
And then Camo Crooked came in and did a whole pass of all this extra cool music and synth stuff that over the top as well. So yeah, I'm really glad that this finally happened, and I'm really glad that my sandbagging didn't actually kill the song in the very end.
Brilliant. Awesome.
Thank you.
And now for something completely different, Fracture and Sambinga, Termites on Astrophonica. This is sonically very retro in a certain way, like it paints a very specific picture, which I really like. I would really like to hear this in the right circumstances in a club. If you just imagine yourself being kind of hypnotized by a track like this in a club, I think it can be a very great experience. I'm just really trying to picture it right now because I'm just sitting in a studio. But yeah, big up.
Loving that whole album from Fracture and Sambinga. It's called Omura, and their whole creative approach is really, really interesting if you read their social posts about it. And the whole album's interesting. So let's check out something from Finland. This is from, it's either ESC or Escape. I'm not too sure. But either way, this track is called Lumberjack's Groove. So I either want to say it's tremendous or it's a proper chopper. But I'm also worried with all these really cringy puns that I might get the axe.
Wow. I was going to say something about maybe that the drum break he sampled is from a drummer who had a nickname of being a lumberjack on the drum kit. But that's so serious and not funny, so maybe we should leave that out.
I can't see the wood for the trees now amongst all of these puns.
Oh, fuck off, man. that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for sending us music, liking, subscribing, all of these things on the internet and social media. And a special thank you goes out to our Patreon supporters for making all this happen. And of course, our Discord community for being awesome.
Absolutely. We love you. Thank you very, very much. And now thank you for to Current Value for our final tune. This is coming from his Platinum Scatter album. And it's called Procedure. And on a German flex, I want to give a little shout out as well. Somebody called Dematza, who's been a listener of the show right back since the Noisia Radio days. He dropped me a message on Instagram and he taught me a new German phrase. What is it? It's Das I Tupfelchen, which means the icing on the cake. So that's my new German phrase that I've learned. I just wanted to give him a big up because he sent me a really nice compliment on Instagram. So thank you very much. And thank you to everybody who listens to the show. Big up. This is Current Value, Procedure. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Nick, I've got a bootleg of Gutter Pump. Can we play it next week?
No, Dave, no!
Oh my God.